You're listening to Test Transmissions from Heart FM, the new soft rock station for Warwickshire and the West Midlands. Due to start broadcasting at 7 a.m. on September the 6th.
If you like music first thing in the morning, you'll love the Heart FM Breakfast Show with me, Nick Wright. Plus, we'll keep you up to date with all the news and travel information that you'll need to get you on your way. 6 till 10 every weekday morning. It's the best way to start your day. 100.7 Heart FM.
100.7
Well, champagne flowed and a royal escort was on hand to launch the region's latest radio station. Heart FM plans to offer its listeners a diet of soft rock music, but rival commercial stations say they'll prove hard to beat. Joanne Rittle reports.
Stand by, everybody. We're on air in 10 seconds. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Yeah!
Hello, I'm Nick Wright, and welcome to Heart FM.
Heart FM, a soft rock, high-tech station, broke onto the airwaves with much celebration today. And there, enjoying the champagne, was Chairman Lady Cobham and Prince Edward's girlfriend, Sophie Rhys-Jones.
We're aiming at the 25 to 44 age group, slightly leaning towards female bias. This is a very high-spending, baby-booming generation.
But what people really wanted to know was whether marriage to Prince Edward is on the cards.
I thought we were talking about Heart FM.
Competition on the Birmingham airwaves will see commercial station Buzz FM lose its licence at the end of the year. But nevertheless, Heart FM bosses are confident.
We have very deep pockets in terms of our corporate backers, a very professional run board. I've got a great team of staff behind me. We've invested in great equipment, great technology here. Everything that we can possibly do to ensure our success, we've done.
Without doubt that more radio stations will increase the total listening to commercial radio. And our greatest competition has always been the BBC. And I still see the BBC as our major competition today.
But to make sure Heart FM is kept firmly in people's minds, its promoters have shipped a computerised board over from America, which tells passing motorists what tune the station is playing at that moment.